What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Cakes. Yeah, but yeah, they'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. Cream Fiend.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Loz. This is How to Not Comedy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We just talk about how bad at comedy we are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just the fuck ups we've made. What lessons we've learned.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Far.
Yeah. Lots of stories on that, I guess.
Yeah, we've all got a few.
There's usually one every week, if not us. Our guests maybe.
Yeah. Someone's always got a story.
Yeah, fair enough. Very good.
So I'll introduce the guest. How about that? Because I'm fucking hopeless at this. I never do it. So today we've got Loz Budden on, Arnie Loz.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so you started doing comedy around the same time as me, I reckon.
Yeah, pretty much. It was August last year.
Yeah. So about a year or a bit more than
just
a year.
Yeah.
Doing radio now. That's awesome.
A little bit of radio. It's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enjoying it?
I'm loving it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their music library is just phenomenal. And it's like I had all this thing I was going to do, all this sort of music that I love, and then I saw their library and it was like, oh, fuck that. This is brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm loving it.
Yeah. So I have been seeing your post on social media. The problem is I always go, oh, yeah, I've got to listen to that, and then always get sidetracked with work or video games. Recently it's been video games.
Yeah. It's a bad time of the day.
Yeah, the midday.
Oh, smack bang in the middle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I had a listen.
Nice.
Definitely some songs that I like on there. Definitely some songs that I fucking hate.
Yeah, and probably some that you don't even know.
Yeah. The golden oldies.
Yeah.
When it gets back into like early 60s or anything like from before that, I'm like, nah, I don't know what's going on there.
Really?
I'm
too young. Fair enough.
Too young for that shit.
I love all that stuff.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. I love blues and stuff like that.
I'm a big blues fan. That's my favourite style of music.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, that's all I play on guitar as well.
Nice. I saw the drumsticks over there. You play drums too, do you?
No, he just annoys the fuck out of his wife.
What we've done. Yeah. So I just got the drum pad, just learning, just sort of how to use drumsticks almost.
Yeah, right.
Like, I can't play on a kit or anything
like that.
Okay. Like, obviously, I got guitars and stuff. I can play the guitars a little bit better.
Yeah, nice. I'm a drummer myself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, been playing since I was 17.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, still not good.
Yeah, anyway. Well, you can hold a beat, though.
I can hold a beat.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much all we'll say about it.
Start a band, maybe.
Mm.
Did you just pick it up, obviously, in high school sort of thing? It's a hobby or?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I sort of thought, what's going to annoy my father the most, really?
That's a good idea.
And that was it. So, okay.
You still got a kit at home?
I've had kits on and off. I don't have one at the moment to clear out space, so that went.
Yeah. They're so bloody loud, too, when you're playing the drums.
Unless
you've got an electric kit, you're going to annoy the fuck out of your neighbours, that's for sure.
Certainly, if you're not very good at it, you're going to annoy them,
Yeah.
That's like kind of why I set up this room, because I was thinking about getting a drum kit as well. Went out and like Orbit picked out a kit and was like planning on, I was like, you have to kind of do it right. You've got to actually learn how to tune the drums and all
that. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So yeah, there's a guy in Newcastle, that runs out of Jack's music store.
Yep.
And, I was just going to get like probably an hour session with him, like half an hour lesson where he can just teach me like a beat or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
And then like half an hour on how to set up the drum kit, how to retune it and all that.
That's it. Once you got a beat down, you can just go anywhere with that.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
It's super, like it's, I feel like you can be a lot more creative off the bat with drums.
Very much.
Yeah.
That's it. Because there's no real set style. Like you've got your set beats, but you can just do whatever, and if it sounds good, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and once you sort of, like, once you sort of learn, like, good fillers as well. You can really start like just yeah, just be more creative with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's where my problem is, the fillers.
Yeah.
I can do a beat till the cows come home, but yeah. Don't ask me to fill anything.
Well, that's everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
that's yeah. It.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part about being creative, coming up with shit on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
We've all got that creative bone, but the improv stuff, it's always fucking hard to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, like that's how I've learned guitar, though, is purely improv. For the most part. So when I was learning guitar, I learned like all I did was focus on. I think I learned "Zombie" by the Cranberries. That was the only song I ever learned.
Oh god!
Yeah, Ethan was living.
I live with him.
Yeah.
I heard "Zombie" by the Cranberries about 1,000 times a week.
Yeah,
it was rough.
But
it's not a bad song. Yeah, it's a decent song, but holy shit.
Oh, played the fuck out of it. Yeah, and that's all you do when you first like learning something. Yeah. You learn to play one thing and that's all you play.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like I just learned, like I learned chords. So, and then it was just improvising with chords.
Could have been worse. I lived in Sydney and there was a guy that had the bagpipes next door.
Oh.
And he just used to play that same Scottish song. Like, oh, no. Everyone knows the one.
Oh, there is only one Scottish song, isn't there? Like, seriously. Yeah. Oh.
But he'd play it horrifically.
Like, oh, my God.
It barely resembled it. You could tell what he was trying to do. But it was just like, dude, just give up.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Apparently, it's really hard to play the bagpipes, though. So he was probably doing really well for where he was at. But I was
probably.
Nah, this is fucking awful to listen to.
My wife's been begging me to get a bagpipe. She's one of those people that you give her any instrument and within half an hour she's playing it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, no way.
Nah, not bagpipes.
No way.
Maybe a violin. That's another one that like sounds horrific to begin with.
Yeah.
I came so close to buying a violin too.
You were going to play a violin?
Yeah. Can you imagine me playing a violin?
I think you've got the chin for it.
Yeah, I've got the chins for it. Like, I wouldn't need to hold the neck. I could just, whatever.
Look, Ma, no hands. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, yeah. We've got a keyboard here. This is...
Yes.
So my wife was like, oh, I really want to learn the keyboard. So I was like, this is when my wife and I... We'd been going out for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I was like, yeah, I'll buy you a keyboard. So I went out, bought her the keyboard. She played it like 3 times, lost the fucking power supply to it. So it's just sitting there gathering dust.
That's exactly what our keyboard's doing. Yeah. And same story.
Yeah. Lost the power supply to it and that's it. And like, I've got like, there's a program that you can get on your iPad or your phone. That's like really good for teaching instruments.
Yeah, right.
I can't
remember
it, but basically it like treats it like a video game.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Yeah, like with that's guitar. Cool. Did you ever play Guitar Hero?
Yeah, I was bloody hopeless at it.
Yeah. Well, it plays like Guitar Hero.
Oh, really?
So
that's
except
cool.
It's like real time and it tells you the strings.
Ah.
So yeah, same with keyboard.
Yep.
Like, and I was like, oh fuck, I'll learn the keyboard.
Yeah.
I was like, where's this fucking power supply? Tanya's like, oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Bugger.
I made her feel real bad.
Isn't it just like a 12-volt like plug?
No, it is a 12-volt power supply. Yes, you are correct. But like the
actual plug for it, some weird shape.
Yeah, and I'm not spending like fucking $70 to get one.
Because she's not going to play it anyway.
Yeah, and I probably won't play it either.
Well, that's it. You'll get the plug. You'll play it once. That'll be it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
chuck it out the front, mate. With all the other rubbish.
Maybe I'll just fucking sell it online. $20. Like $20. Well, the stand as well. It's a good stand.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. Well, I tell you what, if you sell it, I'll take the stand because we've got the keyboard, no stand.
Yeah, okay. Right, we'll talk after the show.
Right, deals are on.
Yep. Fuck yeah. Pud's getting a new video game this week. Yeah, well, a little bit about me. I've had an exciting week this week. I've just started a new job.
Oh, so, have you?
Yeah, I was working on mine sites and stuff. I think you and I talked a bit about it.
Yes,
you used
that's
to drive
right.
trains
yes.
and
yes.
for the mine sites. And
oh, you're not doing that anymore?
No, I quit a week ago.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Yep, thank you. I feel sensational.
Yep. Yep. Mm. I know the feeling when you quit a job like that.
Oh,
you're
God,
like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that just a necessary evil at the time? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I can do comedy every night of the week if I want.
Yes. Oh, awesome. Well, that's part of the reason why I took my new job. It was like, I need this work-life balance. I need comedy because it's really fucking, like, kept me sane.
Yeah.
And to win, like, so, like, yeah, almost saved my life. Like, just having something there that you really, really enjoy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to have a passion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I've just started a new job. It's in an office, like, in the middle of Honeysuckle.
Ooh.
And I am not an office person whatsoever.
I would imagine not.
Yeah. Like, it's just crazy. Like,
although he spends most weekends in an office. In a chair.
Yeah.
Staring at a computer.
The station. But
he's an office person.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But like just the difference in you get to a site and like when I first started my my job, it's no one's like happy to see you when you're a new guy on a mine site. It's like, ah, fuck, this cunt doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you walk into an office as a new guy and everyone's like, hey, how you going? Like super like nice. And I'm just like, oh man, I'm not going to be able to bully anyone here. There's no bullying whatsoever.
Nah.
Time to turn over a new leaf, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not like a bully, but I like to have a joke at other people's expense as well as my own. So
yeah you got to watch it. You got to ride that politically correct.
Oh, sort of 100%.
Train. Yeah, unfortunately that line's like less than a mil thick now, isn't it?
And I'm like, I'm super self-deprecating. So, like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm self-deprecating. People can make fun of me all they want. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then when I try and, like, turn it back, sometimes it doesn't always go well.
No, not everybody enjoys it.
Yeah.
It's the old condition out, can't take it back.
Yeah, sometimes, So
people are making fun of you. Yeah.
Yeah, so Pud's got to put on his business hat.
Yeah, otherwise someone's going to Karen in HR.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find yourself another job.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, yeah, it's been a really good week. It's been super interesting. It's a completely different line of work.
What's the job?
This is the best part.
So
I don't know, you going to talk about it?
Yeah, fuck it. Right, let's talk about
it. But he left his other job. We'll preface this by saying.
Yeah, right. I left my other job. I got depression and I was suicidal. I nearly killed myself and I quit my job and I've had the last 3 months off.
Yep.
So it was like a horrible time for me and I was doing comedy all through that and it's been awesome, but oh man. I have some fucking bombs? When you're depressed, it's really hard to get up on stage and be like high energy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I had some fucking horrid bombs. But yeah, so now I'm like a return to work case manager.
Oh, really?
In mental health.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastically ironic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Couldn't return to work because he was mentally unstable.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell other people how to do it. But it's probably going to be good for you.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So, like, I can be super empathetic to what people are going through.
Definitely.
So. And you can learn shit while you're on the job.
Total empathy.
Yeah. Just like, don't do what I did.
Yeah.
Don't just like quit work.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Or come and work here. It's working out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, it was a huge pay cut when I was telling people what I was on before. So like working out in the mines, it's like 6 figures.
Yeah.
It's like my wage is like nearly halved now. And everyone's like, what the fuck? I'm like, nah. Yeah. Trust me.
You know what my wage is if I'm dead?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot more things to life than money.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've learned. So, yeah, it's been an interesting week. But, what about you? So you've obviously...
Yeah,
you were talking about doing sign writing and stuff like
that.
Yes,
so I've had a pretty interesting week myself. So I quit my job. It's obviously the week for it.
Yep.
And, so I used to drive trains. I love driving trains. But just can't stand the bullshit that goes with it, can't stand the shift work, so I just do too many other things, you know, the comedy and the radio, and I just want to, yeah, just go to bed at a normal time and get up when I want to. And
So
I used to be a sign writer. I've been sign writing for 32 years now, actually, and on and off, so I've gone back to that and loving it. And business is actually coming in left, right, and center. I can't stop it, which is great.
Awesome. Yeah.
And
I think when you when we discussed it after one of the shows, I was like, that's at the point where we are now, there's so much business, especially like, because advertising on its own is just booming.
Absolutely.
Obviously people need signs. They want to put branding on vehicles, windows, everything. So I remember like hearing about sign writing apprenticeships and like thinking to the old timey days where it was like a big wooden panel and someone would have to like write the font by hand. It's obviously not the same. It's all digital now. And
Although I am an original sign writer, so I still do brushwork. I kept that up through because I knew one day it would come back. It is, I think, the last it couple of years. Will.
All those artsy sort of areas. Absolutely. Like back at Islington, like all your old cafes and stuff that are going for that vintage sort of look. They all want hand painted.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they'll pay a mint for it, which is good because it's worth a mint.
It is. So people don't understand that, like, yes, I'm only doing this one sign, but it took me 10 fucking years to learn how to paint this good.
That's right.
And write by hand. You're paying for that. You're not paying for, like, the one little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's totally.
It's that calligraphy.
Yeah.
Like calligraphy. Yeah.
Freehand stuff. So,
that's it.
So,
you ever do many, like, pubs and stuff like that, like signboards?
Yeah, I'm actually just in the middle of doing some signboards for a pub in Sydney, which has just started a stand-up comedy night.
Oh, really?
Cool. Thursday night. So, yeah, I'm going down on Thursday, actually.
Yep.
To give them their signs and stay for the comedy.
Awesome. Is a booked gig?
I have to speak to the bloke. I haven't spoken to him yet. It's only their second night running. I think it's just open mic as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
So,
so you're going to get up?
Definitely.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I actually saw you did Gosford Sailing Club as well.
Yes.
How was that?
That was a really good night, actually. Yeah. That's the second time I've done Gosford, and both great nights.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. The great crowd, and that's what makes a difference. They're great crowd.
Yeah.
I'm just not good enough to ever do Gosford Sailing Club. I think that's what the problem is. I'm too blue as well.
There might be some issues with material to begin with.
You didn't see, I don't know if you saw, a couple of weeks ago, I started a joke about like a hypothetical situation with my daughter. My hypothetical daughter. I don't have a daughter.
Right. I didn't think so.
No, it did not go down well at all. People didn't like that one. I was like,
I wonder why.
I ran off stage.
Like
the sort of bomb where you're just like, I even apologize. I was like, I'm sorry about that one. I'm off. See
you. This is why you should come to the writing groups or like pitch it out beforehand.
Well, look, at least you know in comedy that you... Straight away, you get that feedback, you know. That didn't work.
The bad thing about it was the week before, it kind of went okay.
Yep.
Like, I got some laughs, like the shock laughs. It was like a real shocking joke. And then, the next week, everyone just like stared at me. I was like, ooh. That was not good.
Depends where you're going, who's in the crowd at the time, too. Like, there might have been some more fucked up people the week before, and that's why it got more of a laugh, but.
Exactly.
Most of the time, if you get like, I don't know, you do it a few times and you're like, oh, this just ain't working.
I'm gonna
drop this one.
I've got a rule, like I'll try it like three times.
Yeah.
Like three times, if it's not working, it's not working.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
That's a
three strike rule. Goes for everything.
Yeah, exactly. And writing comedy it's the hardest, so hard. Like, how many times have you written a joke on, oh, this sounds awesome, and then you just read it back to yourself And you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot. And I've performed at the same night. Yeah. That's what this book is.
Yeah.
I do the 24-hour period now. If I write a joke,
leave it
for 24 hours. If I still think it's funny after 24 hours, I might get up on stage and do it. But yeah. I've done that where I write something on the day. I'm like, that's hilarious. And get it up. Like, oh, that's that's terrible. Shouldn't have done that. That should have just been a thought.
high risk as well, especially perform. I do it so much. I'll write stuff on the way, and then perform it. And sometimes I think I've got like probably a 50% success rate with the jokes that I've written on the way there.
Yep.
But you're just not confident about them. I think that's a big thing as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
it's that magic. It's that magic time when you've written a new joke where you're confident about it because it's worked previously and you're still excited about it.
Yes.
That's when you get like the biggest laughs and like that's when you're like, oh, this is an awesome joke. It's when, and I think we've discussed it so much, but you've got a joke that's not new anymore. It still works, but you're not as excited about it. Yeah. So it doesn't work as well.
No, it's all in the delivery, isn't it? And how you're feeling in yourself. You know, if you don't believe in the joke, then it's just no one else is either.
Yeah. There's been plenty of times I've gone up and I'm just feeling off that night. And I'm like, oh, I'm still fucking going up. And you get up there and you're just low energy, just pitching the jokes out. They're not working. You're like, oh, this is going bad. But it's just because, I don't know, just feeling bad in yourself. Or you're just tired or just like had a shit day. Something's happened.
Yeah.
It comes through.
Well, it certainly does. That time I got up at the Stag and Hunter and I'd been on dog watch and hadn't been to sleep all that day and then came into comedy. I think I'd been awake for 26 hours.
Yeah, that shift work.
And it was like, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? And I just didn't have totally lost my train of thought. Nothing came out of the mouth and off the stage I went.
Yeah. But that was like, if something like that happens, you just owned it. Like, you just like, you're like, hey, look, I've had a big day, sorry.
Yeah.
And he owned it. And no one, like, there was no judgment either. Like,
there wasn't actually.
Yeah, like, that's one of the things. I think, like, something goes wrong and it hasn't gone to plan. If you just own it, it's like, people
totally
don't. Yeah.
No.
No one judged you that. No, actually, I think, like, a lot of people were like, oh, you know what? That was the way to handle it. If something like that happens, the way you handled it was the way to go.
The worst person in that situation is yourself. Mm. Because you're beating yourself up.
Absolutely.
No one else cares at all, but you're like, oh, I fucked that up.
You're always your own worst critic. Yeah. That's with everything, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
God, yeah.
Yeah, moving forward. You written any jokes? So what we do on this podcast is, if you've written a new joke you haven't performed yet.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be an actual joke. It can just be a premise or whatever. It helps get ideas out there. It's like we treat this almost like a little mini writing session.
Okay.
So, like, I'll start first. I've obviously started a new job and I'm like, I'm trying to write a joke about, like, when bullying's necessary.
Okay.
Like, no one should ever really be bullied because they're different. But if you're being fucking weird, you should probably be bullied a little. Like if you sneak,
I second that.
Yeah. Like if you're sneaking into the girls' bathrooms to watch them shit, like someone should probably like bully you a little so you
someone
don't do that anymore.
Slap me around a bit, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Slap that like that angle of like a true best friend will like tell you. You're being a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, just a regular friend will be like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that could work.
Yeah. So that was one I sort of was playing around with this afternoon.
Yeah.
What about you, Ethan?
I don't really have anything. I've been lazy as shit. Well, I haven't been lazy. I've been doing uni work the whole last week.
Yeah.
Just, like, essays and crap. Because it's coming up to that time. What have I got? I think I told these on the podcast last week, so.
This week, you're the piece of shit.
Yeah, this week I'm the piece of shit. All I've got is a story about my dad, like, he was up visiting my sister, and he's, like, walking through our house in the dark last night, got up to take a piss, and he's, like, He's like 60 now, about 60, nearly about 61. But anyway, so he's getting on. Eyesight's probably not all there. Dark, middle of the night. Gets up, runs into this chair, and it's like this big old, like, vintage chair.
Yeah.
Runs into it dick first. And fucking...
What do you have a heart on?
He was just walking. It just caught him, like, just on the corner of it. And he's just flipped over the chair, landed, and it's, like, nutted him at the same time. So he's just in so much pain. He's just like, oh, this is just the worst thing ever. So he's just in the wars. And then he got up this morning. He's like, yeah, my dick was all bruised. It's black and blue.
Now the reason I'm glad I'm a female.
Yeah. So that's pretty funny. It's not going to go well on stage, though, if I tell that story, because it's like, it's funny in the moment. You tell it to your friends, but it never works when you take it on stage. It doesn't have the punchline.
But you've got it over him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
My dad's got heaps of stories like that. Like waking up, because he's been drunk. He'll wake up in the middle of the night being drunk, not know where he is, and like my mum will find him trying to take a piss in a wardrobe or something.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing? He's standing in the corner of the room, or what?
Who put all these coats in the bathroom? Yeah. You arsehole.
She just needs to keep putting plants everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, fucking.
What a mess.
Yeah, so have you written anything new, Loz?
Look, no.
No.
Well, yes, actually. When I did Gosford the other week, that was all new.
Oh, that was the one you recorded and put up?
Yeah.
I watched that.
That was
cool.
New.
Yeah.
So that will be expanding a bit now that I've done it the once. I realise that, oh, yeah, there's a bit more to it.
Yeah.
And I can go a few different places with that. I mean, I've got a ton in the pipeline. I just haven't, you know.
Flushed them out.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you've been so busy lately as well. Like, that's a big
that's
thing.
It, yeah.
You can't, like...
Do you record all your sets that you do mostly? Or?
Yeah, mostly. If it's something new, I'll record it. Yeah.
That way, like you said, you can figure out more of where you can go with it, like different angles and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it just lets me know, sort of, you know, if I'm looking like a dick on stage too.
For me, that's every time. Like, who the fuck is this idiot? Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. We've got a G drive with all of our stuff, and we've got a Patreon. You can actually like invest in our Patreon and see all of our shitty sets as well.
Ah, nice.
It's like, so if people are interested in, like, they're not good either. You shouldn't be paying for them, honestly. Yeah. Like,
well, they shouldn't be out there. That's why you have to pay for them. That's why they're behind the paywall, because no one should ever watch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a good ad.
Which naturally entices people to want to watch them, so it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Look, you want to watch them, like, if you like cringe comedy, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah. We should put it out there on those sort of channels on the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I reckon we'll get some hits.
I don't think I could handle it.
Oh, okay.
the bullying.
Just don't read the comments, man.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Just collect the check.
I feel like you should just read comments.
Yeah, you can't help yourself either.
Yeah, I'd probably get drunk and then start messaging people directly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's never going to end.
You've got the radio show, like, it's got its own social media. Do you get any of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, sort of bits and pieces. Like, the radio show that I'm doing, it's a much older audience. I mean, there's a couple of us now that are sort of, we're trying to bring that audience down more to our age. But look, it's lovely too, because, you know, you get the older people ringing in and requesting a song and they'll have a chat with you. That's pretty cool. But they don't do a lot of social media, really.
Yeah, okay. That's probably good.
Yeah.
I'm so happy we don't get comments on any of our stuff. I'm like, oh, dude. Like, we've gotten feedback, personal messages and stuff like that, but we don't get comments on any of our YouTube or anything like that.
Okay.
Which I think is great.
That's just because no one's listening to it.
Yeah, like, we're probably getting... I think... The Spotify at the moment, we're probably only getting about 40 viewers at the moment. But, like,
that's
consistent.
Not bad.
That's probably consistent. So it's also, like, I think just reach. people just don't know about us.
Yes.
So,
yep.
We've gotten some people on in the past, like, or we've tried to get like bigger names. Nick Kappa was supposed to do our podcast as well, but we just couldn't get the time frames to line up, which is a pity. But yeah, like all of the Detour guys came on and did it.
Nice. So, fantastic.
We have to go back and edit some some of it. Take some names out. Yeah, we've got like a we try not to use names on the podcast, but when you get carried away and you're just making jokes, sometimes absolutely. The names come out.
And my bad. Smack the table. You probably heard that. Oh, you were too. Yeah, yeah.
So that's another thing.
Could have been worse. Could have been with your penis.
Yeah. Could be hobbling around like the old boy.
Yeah, you haven't
I'd
listened to this show.
What the hell I'm doing in this room.
You should listen to some of our early episodes. That's
don't,
not out of the
don't
realm.
Don't listen to those.
It is not out of the realm for something like that to happen.
I'm glad I'm later down the track.
Shaz and Ethan are fucking menaces.
We are.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you've been a bit of a menace the last couple of nights. Been on the wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I don't get drug tested anymore.
I'm a bit the same. My partner has a little chuff pretty much every evening, and I'm thinking I might give that a bit of a go now myself.
Yeah, yeah, it's been good. I haven't like gone crazy with it and just greened out yet. It's just been like a good mellow, just enough.
Because you've seen what I've done. With my life. So you're like, I'm not going to go down that road.
Yeah, no.
Way too much.
I just go to sleep on it anyway.
Yeah, okay,
You said the other day about you tried the MDMA.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for my 50th, which is coming up in a couple of months. I've decided to drop one on my 50th, so I don't have to drink and just wake up with a shit hangover and...
So
I can hopefully really enjoy the night.
Oh, you will. You definitely will.
Good.
It's
fun. I'm a bit excited.
It's fun. It is fun. It's definitely something you just do with friends. Like, while you're having a good time. Don't go to a festival, not drink all day.
You can drink like a fish on the stuff too, so I'd recommend not doing that.
Because that'll catch up with you, will it?
Oh, the next morning. The worst hangover.
Well, that's what I want to avoid.
If you just do that and just drink water and have a good time, you'll have a great time.
Sweet.
It's just, I'm just excessive about shit, so I've got to do more. What else is there to do?
Okay.
Yeah, I think last time I was having a party, I just drank like a litre of like... some pina colada or something like that. It's bad. The next day was bad.
Oh, no.
And people blame that on the drugs. I'm like, no, it's the alcohol. That's what fucked me up.
Yeah.
Can't help myself. That's my problem.
You'll grow out of it.
Yeah. I am starting to. Like, I'm starting to realise, just have a little bit.
Might
take a while.
A touch.
I'm only just learning it, but I'm there.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like we do it like once a year. So like, not once a year, but mostly like there's a big plan once a year, like Australia Day.
Yep.
Like we put a pool out the front, shades over, music, and just get fucking munted.
Nice.
Which is good. The pool's good because it's usually hot on Australia Day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's heat activated. So
yeah.
You can really start sweating and you're like, I'm feeling it a bit too much. I might go jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So that's a heads up. If you start feeling a bit too, just a cold shower.
Cool.
Yeah, or just
drinking cold water.
Beforehand,
like
go and buy a bright pool from Kmart.
It's your 50th.
I hope you have a good time with it. That'll be good.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. My son's girlfriend came out when she heard it. She said, oh, yoo-hoo, can I do it too? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're your own person. Yeah. It's all about moderation, I think. It's like, just enjoy yourself, take your time with it, and should be all right.
Yeah, cool.
I think it's the Australian culture is like trying to outdo your mates, like, oh, see who can drink the most, and then it turns into see who can smoke the most, and then it's who can shelve the most pills, and it just it gets intense. It's like, why would that be a competition?
That's it. I remember for my 40th, I tried to do, the idea was 40 to stay awake for 40 hours and drink for 40 hours my 40th.
Oh, Jesus.
I got to 34 hours.
Wow. That's a good
effort.
And then
I had to stop.
Yeah.
I just, actually I didn't have to, I just
stopped.
Basically stopped. Yeah. Just bang, hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. That was like you on your wedding. Oh, no, not a wedding. The Bucks night. Yeah. You just kept drinking until your body wouldn't accept alcohol.
So, yeah, like I couldn't physically drink anymore.
Yeah,
it wasn't
right.
The fact, like, and I was probably only tipsy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So, like, not so much anymore, but I was a pretty big drinker back then.
Yeah.
So I started at 8 o'clock in the morning, was drunk at 8. Got thrown out of a plane at 9:30 because that was what they organised for my bucks.
Yep.
Skydiving.
Sweet, I'm doing that for my 50th.
Yeah. You're gonna love it.
Cool.
Yeah, are you going at Swansea?
Yeah.
That's a good. It's awesome. You'll skydive over the water. Like the view is just.
Yeah, it was my mate's 50th last year, and we did the same for her. So
yeah. So have you been before?
No, this will be the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, tell them to do 50 flips because it's your 50th
birthday. Yeah, no.
No.
At least do one.
No, don't.
Do a flip.
Just enjoy it.
Nah.
Yeah. Like you.
See, again, excessive.
Yeah.
Just sounded a little excessive, really.
My brother bought me a one for my birthday, and I was like, yeah, we're doing some flips, man. Just go all out.
No.
So dumb.
I was pretty okay. I wasn't nervous. Like, I didn't have like that nervous feeling in my stomach going up.
Because I told the guy, let's do heaps of flips.
Nah. I was just like, everyone's like,
you flip.
Yeah. I was really like I just accepted the situation. So I was like, it's too late to back out now. There's no point being nervous.
That's it. Once you're strapped in, you can't go anywhere.
I didn't. Yeah. I kept my eye on the horizon once we got up to the door. So I was the first one out. I was like, eye on the horizon. Don't look down.
Yep.
You jump out and all, like, just the acceleration, you want to scream, but you can't.
Yeah,
physically can't scream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a video?
There is video of it, but it wasn't my recording.
Okay.
It was Jay's. He paid because it was like, it's expensive.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Everything like that is expensive. And back in the old days, they used to record it with like tape recorders in the dude's helmet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it used to be like, so, like, that was not so bad. But now it's just a GoPro.
Mm.
And they're still charging like an extra $150.
Yeah.
It's like, that's too much. And it's old mate with the GoPro on his hand.
Mm.
There's not even a person next to you. It used to be someone next to you as well.
Yeah, okay.
So someone used to jump out with you, catch up. Yeah.
You're getting your money's worth at that point.
Yeah, but nah. Like, yeah, it's just like a GoPro. So if you've got a GoPro, take your own.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nah, my brother did that. They wouldn't let him take it up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shit.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh, they're like, it's safety and all that crap.
No.
But it's not. It's just so that they can sting you for the video.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. God.
Heaps of people have GoPros these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just like, oh, if it falls off and smacks someone in the head, okay, sure.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, like, you'll love it. It's probably like one of the best experiences I've ever had. Like,
sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's like, that feeling of, it's almost like flying when you're falling, but like once you pull the parachute, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Especially over Swansea. It's such a lovely area.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Grew up out there. So.
Yeah.
I know how lovely it is.
Yeah. Oh, was born in Valentine.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But we moved around heaps, so, like, where all the fires are at the moment.
Yes.
That's where, like, Ethan and I grew up together.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one of the towns that was, like, nearly burnt down.
Yeah, Harrington got pretty messed up by that fire.
Yeah. It's been horrific. It's been horrible.
Yeah, Harrington, Crowdy, Johns River, like some of the smaller towns are like just because it's such a wide fire front. There's just no way to protect all the properties.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost unstoppable at this stage.
Yeah. Just get out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fire was up to Chloe's house. Like, right near it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fiery saved her house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So. Oh, good job.
Mm. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just unbelievable. You see the devastation. You're just like,
well, that's it.
Yeah, and we've obviously lost lives as well.
Yes.
It's just
horrific.
So, yeah, like... We can't keep doing it every few years, like every couple of years. Like we had them here last year.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that actually. Because you guys here too, you've got one way in, one way out.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So basically at one point, Tanya and I were like, yep, cool, pack the car, get ready to go.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, grab what we need, chuck the dogs, like we got two dogs and a cat, chuck them in the ute, and then you just go down to the evacuation centre.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
At least you're close to the water here. Some of those places out there, no fucking
just surrounded
water.
By, yeah.
Yeah, yeah surrounded by bush. And then people jump in their car and try and drive off, and the smoke's that thick that
like, your car trapped.
Your car doesn't even run in that.
Yeah.
It needs oxygen to burn fuel, and it just conks out. And they're trying to get out of there.
Yeah, like, it's shit. Like, some of that could just be coming down to, like, they just got super unlucky. The fire front came through so quickly. Yeah, but
well, exactly.
At the same time, like, you should have a plan.
Yeah. Like, I think everyone does need, you know, even if you don't live right near the bush, I think everyone needs an evacuation plan for fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what am I, like, even just a, like, a mental, like, what am I going to grab?
Yes.
Where is it?
Yeah.
And, like, where am I going?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a, because we're out at Cameron Park and we've got bush all around us.
Yeah.
So we've got a bag tucked away with everything. So we'll just grab the bag,
grab
the three dogs and the cat and bang, out of there. But because, my partner's really worried about that at the moment because I'm heading to Melbourne for 3 months in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
And for work. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I've got to make sure I've got the fire escape down, but just in case. But
It's, and I mean, it's shit too because it's just like we don't have to worry about fires at the moment because the fire's already been through.
Yes.
There's not as much fuel.
No, that's right.
Like, and...
Oh, this place would be on fire, I reckon, if it hadn't been last year.
Oh, definitely if we hadn't,
yeah, agree.
It could have been worse.
Like, yeah.
Way worse.
Oh, we got so lucky. We didn't lose any houses. I think one caught fire a little bit and they put it out.
Yeah.
So it was up to people's back fences out that way. But
once that wind starts blowing, like it was the other day.
Well, that's it. The wind's so unpredictable too. Like,
And like that was what, so we could see, we obviously smell all the smoke. I walked out the front and I was talking to my neighbor, and we're like, oh, man, these fires. And he's like, yeah, I don't... He'd been here forever. He's like, this is probably one of the worst.
Wow.
And then I was just watching his weather vane on the top of his roof.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, like, crazy. We were standing there watching it. The wind was at our backs. And all of a sudden, it just did, like, a full 180. And then, like, I could see the flames.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Like, yeah, cool, we're going to pack the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can see the flames, definitely time to go.
Yeah.
But even having that, like that, like you said, you got your bag and you're like, you got your plan. Like your house could just catch on fire as well.
That's exactly right.
And then
right.
if you got that ready to go, you're sweet. Exactly. People don't even think about that half the time. They're like, house isn't going to burn down.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen it happen.
Also, like people are reluctant to go to those like shelters because... Well, it's probably a shit time. It's not fun.
Don't think you'd have a jolly old time in the shelter.
No. So, like, you're like,
have
a
band
well,
playing or anything?
Yeah, you're like, I'll get stuck there and then I won't be able to leave the shelter and it might be okay just staying at home.
Yeah.
And, like, there was some fires. People just act like fucking, like, idiots too.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Look, answer me this, because we were talking about this the other day. What do you know why they recommend that you fill your bathtub in a fire?
Oh.
Have you heard that? They recommend you fill your bathtub.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
Oh, no, I don't know why. I'm asking.
Like, yeah.
The only thing I can think of is if it's like a second floor, if it's going to like drop down and like try and put out some of the fire. I don't know.
I can only imagine.
That's actually
a
good explanation. I like that.
Like, I know natural disasters, so like fill sinks and stuff like that, and it's only so you've got like stored water source.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of thought that might have been
that makes
sense. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're supposed to also, if you're like, if shit hits the fan and you can't leave your house, that's where you go as well.
Yeah, that's where I thought you'd immerse yourself in the bath.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Like, and yeah, because it's like metal.
Yes.
So, like, if something happens, your house collapses, you might be okay in the bathtub.
Yep.
Stuff like that as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, but...
Who has a metal bathtub?
They're all, like, metal.
They're
like
ceramic, aren't they?
No, like, metal with ceramic or, like, hardened fiberglass or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Because they say the same through hurricanes and stuff, getting your bath.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which we don't really have to worry about. Like, Central Coast can get, like, mini tornadoes.
Do you reckon it's just, this is going to get dark. Do you reckon it's just one of those, like, the aeroplane, like, tuck your head between your legs so it, like, breaks your neck? Like, a bath's easy to clean you up. If you just all, you're in the bath, they just drag it out.
Yeah.
You're not going to be all over the place. They don't have to go looking for teeth.
That's not a bad option, actually,
Look,
really, when you think about it.
Yeah, if they're going to scoop you up, you might as well already be in a container.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Start making cars out of bathtubs.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, if anyone's listening to this, they make a plan.
I think that was that's the point here.
Yeah.
We've just made. Make a plan.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Do you remember the Williamtown fires a few years ago?
Yes, yeah. I do.
So I was working out at Williamtown then. And, so I was in the Air Force, and command's like, we could see the fire, like, across the flight line. I'm like, we should probably go. And like the guy, our warrant officer, is just, he was just a fucking idiot.
I was gonna say a dickhead.
Like, no, like proper, like a fucking idiot.
Right.
Like every project he did, they had to go back and redo it after he was done.
My God,
stuff like that. So he's like, this is the safest place you can be. I'm like, the fire's like right there. I'm like, what was his logic behind that? He's like, oh, well, there's all this distance between you and the fire. I'm like, you do understand that people don't normally die from being burnt alive. They die from smoke inhalation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you going to do if the fucking smoke comes across here and we're all, like, stuck and we can't go anywhere?
Yeah.
He's like, oh. And eventually they're like, yeah, you can go. So by the time they let us go, the roads, like, out Madawi Road and then into town, like, the highway had just been closed and all this. So people are, like, trying to do a 180 across the dual lane highways.
There's,
like, a big ditch there. This dude in Commodore has just, like, gone straight down to the ditch. Everyone's hitting it, like, side and angle. He's just like, wah, 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 bang, rips the front end off his car.
Fantastic.
Of course it was a Commodore driver,
I was
going to
say, you can pretty much trust Commodore drivers as shit.
Yeah.
These are both Commodore drivers,
aren't you? Yeah, I'm thinking I'm a Commodore driver.
Yeah, me too. We know what they're like.
It's true.
Yeah. I was just like, the fire had obviously crossed the highway at Raymond Terrace there. But as, like, right as I got to the front of the line where they're turning people around, like, the cops just, like, got on the radio and he just let us through. I was like, awesome.
Nice.
I didn't have to, like, carry on like a pork chop. The guy who ripped the front end of his car would have got let through.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Much more dramatic.
Yeah. But I was just like, you think about it. You imagine being the last person to get turned around. Like, the last person. You're looking in your rearview mirror and then all of a sudden people are, like, going through the roundabout and you're like, motherfucker. That would suck.
Oh,
that was like Adam. We were coming back from Sydney and there was track work and they were like letting people on the bus.
Oh.
And then they were like, nope, no more. The bus is full. And Adam's just standing there like, fuck. This is like...
You sure the bus was full?
Yeah, they just took one look at him.
Nah, not letting this bloke on.
Yeah, he had to catch the next bus. But he had a better bus ride than us because ours was fucked. But anyway, it was heaps late at night. Well, anyway, you're ex-military, so what do you reckon about the whole, they're deploying the military to fight these fires? Because I wanted to go with the whole stupid premise of, like, what are they going to do? Fucking shoot the fire? Just be a dickhead?
They're just going to all get loudspeakers.
That's how you cure hurricanes too, apparently. Yeah. You just shoot bullets at the hurricane.
That's it.
Yeah, they mobilise the army.
Essentially, you just need bodies to move.
Just people, that's right.
Yeah, like if they're running low on water, who's going to go get the water?
It's
like, yep, cool, they've got trucks. They've like it's all like logistics, handling logistics. And they're going to be doing fire breaks as well. Yeah. So you'll have like the engineers out in the bush.
Yeah.
Because, the last thing you want to do is take the fireys away from where they need to be. So.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's sort of, it's just like, meh, whatever. It'd fucking suck, though. I'm so glad I'm not in the Air Force anymore.
It's like when you get floods and shit and you got to go sandbag areas and do stuff like that. Oh,
I've done that, too. Yeah. I had to do that in Wagga.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, when there was these huge floods that came through and, like, wiping out businesses. And we had to evacuate the brothel, this local brothel, had all this furniture. And they're like, you need to lift all this furniture up. We're like, we're not here to fucking save furniture. We're here to, like, get you out of here. But then, like, the sergeant was like, all right, yeah, fuck. Had to, like, lift up all their chairs and shit like that.
Oh, wow.
Like, they laid some sandbags at their front door. The waters didn't get that far anyway, but it was just pretty funny.
Well, yeah, that's lucky, really. I mean, you don't want to lose the brothel.
No.
It's a pretty important part of every town, I think.
Look, I'd been there. Wasn't a great brothel.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
We were there. Look, you don't have to be the prettiest person in the world to be a prostitute.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyone can do it. Like,
and it's good money spitter.
It is. Mm. Look, and so there's three of us in the room where, like, the women come in, and there was this one, like, she was a bit older, like, sort of bigger woman, as well as, like, she was Indian.
Yep.
And she just loved my mate, would not take no for an answer.
Yeah, right.
She's like, oh, you come with me.
He's like, sure you're good,
no, nah, I'm good. I'm gay.
I still sure you're good,
Dave. She's like, you come with me.
I'll turn you.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you will.
Yeah, so we went home that night.
Both of you.
Hang on, I'm thinking, did I miss something?
What happened? Yeah, you're the guy. Yeah, there's three of us in the room. We jerked each other off. Fuck it.
Fair enough. There you go.
Yeah. It was.
Bored males. It's always going to come down to that, really.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, yeah, whatever. Go to the broth, all the boys.
It's a weird thing to do.
It is.
To take your mates. Yep. That's something I'd probably do in private by myself, like, shamefully.
The guys I went with, the two of them went another time and had a devil's threesome. Like,
well, I'm not going to judge there.
But they paid extra money to do it.
I'm going to ask, though, because I'm, obviously very, very naive. What's a devil's threesome?
So, two men, one girl.
Oh, why is it called a devil's threesome?
Good question.
Two horns. Oh,
I thought so.
Yeah. Two horns.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Yep, righto.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
That's pretty lame, but okay.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Thought it was going to be a really exciting story as to why, but okay.
Yeah, went, had the threesome, paid extra for it just to do it. I feel like, if you're going to do that sort of thing, it's like you're doing it out of necessity. There's two blokes there. There's one chick. You both want to get laid. You're just fucking...
You're helping out a mate.
Yeah, you're helping out a mate. You make an agreement not to make eye contact or touch each other. But they're just like, no, we're going to go pay for this experience. Which I think is a bit weird.
Yeah, can't say I ever would. I think that's just an excuse to get a good look at your mate at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
see what he's packing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
And the things I'd heard about my mate is he was packing. He was packing. Lucky fella.
I would hope he's poor had missus. A real dick.
Yeah.
Packing. I mean, I'm thinking, I pack when I go as a drag king, but...
Not that type of packing.
Yeah. Very good. Very
I did
good.
Watch that video the other day that Kel put up of the...
Oh, the bloody turkey penis. My God. That's ridiculous. She does it every year.
Every year.
Every single year with the turkey. Because
yeah.
I'm away over Christmas this year. We're right. doing a Christmas today because we're also meeting... Well, it's my son's birthday as well as we're meeting my daughter's boyfriend for the first time.
Okay.
So, yeah, let the grilling begin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be fun.
I got a couple. Yeah. I got a couple of hunting knives upstairs. You can borrow if you want.
Nice, nice. But I, yeah, I'm pretty ready with that actually.
Yeah. Ah, look,
that was just a fucking funny video. You always have that sort of back and forth.
Yeah,
she's
always.
Funny.
Yeah. She is. She should be the one doing stand-up. Seriously. Yeah, yeah. It's just she doesn't like crowds.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Just that line at the end. You go, I'm going to stick it up your ass. Oh, you got to get consent first.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is
of
fucking
course,
gold.
Of course. Yeah. It was a good line.
Yeah.
All right. Let's... So, we've got one last segment to do.
Oh, God. Here we
yeah.
go.
Called Fap of the Week.
What is it?
Fap of the Week.
Fap of the Week.
Yeah, these you don't have to.
Fucked
you don't
up
have
bit?
To.
Is that
yeah.
it?
No,
it's what you jerked off to that week.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. we discuss what porn we've been watching, and
okay.
Yeah, and lay it all out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's usually like weird stuff that you see on the internet.
Yeah,
more
well,
than
that's
like
what
you're actually watching to seriously get off. But
what
yeah.
we've found on the internet. As young kids this week.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Let's talk about Tanya. She's gone deep on the oo-woos. So
oo-woos.
Basically, there's like, there's a sect of the internet that's basically act like cartoon characters.
Yes.
Japanese anime cartoon characters. And she's just like balls deep on the joke now. Like walking around... Like, calling me daddy, like, all sorts of shit. Walked in today, I'm sitting on Discord, and she's just like, you're gonna punish me, daddy? And I was like, yeah, everyone heard that, Tanya. She's like, oh. It's fucking weird.
Oh, no.
It's to their own. It's a weird internet subculture that
yeah.
started with, like, really nerdy people in Japan.
Sailor Moon's pretty hot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It started out as that sort of stuff, like the anime sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it got a bit weirder. It started evolving into like the furry stuff. I don't know if you've heard about that sort of stuff. People
no.
like to dress up in like animal costumes.
Yes.
Tails and shit.
Oh, but it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's just fucked up.
It's a fucking good way to get laid though. If you don't care, like.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah. When Tanya divorces me. Not if. When.
Oh, come
I'm,
on. You've,
I'm gonna become
you've
a
got
furry.
A couple of costumes in the cupboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've got a Sailor Moon outfit.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
What about you, Ethan?
I found a pornographic film that featured the Joker. The new Joker.
The oh, new Joker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a bit weird. That was a bit controversial.
Oh, I
yeah.
bet.
Yeah. Yeah, but that other one that I found that I shared, it was just a bunch of weird videos sort of clipped together of like the weirdest porn videos that sort of are out there. And one of them, what was it? It was like lesbian clowns in space. And it was like these two girls riding a rocket in space. And then they're like, let's just pull over there and have sex. And I was like, okay, let's see where this is going. So that was pretty cool.
That's pretty much what lesbians do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was the whole clown makeup thing. Everything just sort of tied together into this really weird thing that I watched that. And what else was there in that video? There was some strange stuff.
What about that video game that Cameron was playing the other day? Did you see that?
That was another weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you could create your own sort of sexual character and
yeah.
and you'd run around naked.
It's a video game, open world, amazing graphics. The fucking graphics in video games these days. And it's literally like he's dressed up by like with this big-breasted fox person. And then like... to get through the portal, he's got to make the fox lady come, mm-hmm.
like the big fox lady, and it's like a standing like head, giving her like a standing head job, like going down on her. Gets through the portal. A second later, gets pounced on by another fox man. Didn't get consent.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh.
And just starts getting.
What did the
like,
fox say?
Yeah. Just getting like fucked, and he's like, "Oh god damn it!" And it was like, because he was trying to do something. He's trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting like fucked by these fox dudes.
It's a fucking weird game.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
"I'm gonna
man,
download
gotta,
the server.
I gotta fucking do this combo and make him come faster."
Some weird shit on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah, I got nothing on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got absolutely nothing.
Super enough. Strange.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's fact of the week. Have you had
light.
One?
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
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 Probably best. You've got like, yeah. It's just something, yeah. It's something we have to do every episode.
Right.
Yeah. And we keep getting told to change the segment name to Wank of the Week.
it just
sounds better, apparently, down. But I like Fap of the Week.
Yeah.
We're sticking with it.
Fair enough.
I personally think it should be called Fucked Up Shit of the Week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's a bit of that. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, you've got to stay on top of your internet topics these days.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fair cool.
It's where,
fair
all,
cool.
where all the kids are at. We're trying to reach a broader audience.
Right. So it's all research purposes.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Loz.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. That's the podcast.
Yeah.
I won't. See you.
Bye.